Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of The Partner Connection. This is our opportunity where we like to take technical topics and really dig into them and see if we can understand all the exciting opportunities that are most relevant for our partners. And today I'm delighted to be joined by one of my good friends, Tien Bang, affectionately known in our leadership team as TB, who is the Senior VP and General Manager of channels over our APJ region. He's also the fiduciary executive of the Singapore location, which is one of our largest locations in kind of our APJ headquarters. And he's very active in the local community with customers and partners and our team members, and really heavily involved and personally involved in a lot of the CSR initiatives there with inclusive workforce and external mentoring. So you're a busy guy, TB. We really appreciate you taking time with us.
Well, thanks so much, Cheryl, for inviting me to the podcast, and I really look forward to speaking with you here.
I know. It's fun. So we're going to touch on the topic that seems to be consuming all conversations these days, which is all things AI, what it means for all of us, frankly, but most importantly, kind of what it means for our partners. And I know just recently you host these really wonderful partner summits in APJ, but you hosted an AI partner summit where you brought partners from across the region into Singapore. So I'd love to hear more about that, kind of what prompted you to pull this together, what some of your takeaways and what the key themes you are hearing from a lot of your partners.
Yeah, right, Cheryl. I mean, AI is obviously a big, big topic. In fact, you know, as I travel across the APJ region, I think that's the number one topic that comes up in many of the conversations I have with partners. So frankly, that really was the reason, right? Just a huge interest by our partners on how to sort of engage and how to define the AI strategy and how to really execute, right? If you take a step back, I think partner education is really, really important. And hence, I think one of the big focus of the AI Partner Summit was on the education part of it. But also, frankly, for us to give our partners sort of ideas of how to get started. But we also have some other partners that attended the event were a bit more down the, I guess, the maturity curve in AI. And for these sort of partners, it's more on the execution side, yeah.
I've been saying for some time that this is moving so quickly that it's really a partner-centric motion. And it just takes the expertise and as these different partners that have different levels of expertise to come together. And they are, it's a journey and everybody's at somewhat of a different maturity curve or maturity level. Talk a little bit about the demographic of who attended, because you probably had a good cross-section of all of the above, right?
Yeah, we really did. And as I mentioned, we did have quite a diverse set of partners, right? I think we had a group of partners that were really of just starting into the whole AI, AI game. And really for them, it's a lot more on educating them on sort of how to define the AI strategy and how to really take the next step, right? And again, we had another group of partners that were already from the AI world. And then, for example, we had companies that were developing large language models. We had companies that had AI video analytics software. So they were really further down the road. And for them, it's more of, okay, what does Dell offer and how do they engage with Dell? So in total, we had about 49 partners across the APJ region actually join us. So really across a broad spectrum of countries like in Korea, in Japan, in India, in Malaysia, Singapore. So really a diverse set of countries. And it wasn't just Dell. We actually did engage with obviously our strategic partners like NVIDIA, Intel, H2O AI. So they presented also their sort of joint solution stack. And again, I think the event went really, really well. Lots of positive feedback from the partner community on this, yeah.
I think that's wonderful because just like I was saying, it really is going to include a diverse set of partners to deploy and implement and get the outcomes that these use cases promise to deliver, right? So whether you're a partner that has expertise in actually creating or developing the model, or you're a partner that has more application-centric expertise around the workload and the use case, or even, you know, a lot of our partners are very versed at multi-cloud today and infrastructure. And frankly, to deploy these, it takes world-class infrastructure. It all starts with the data and storage. And that clearly is one of our biggest strengths and differentiators. So when you talk to partners a little bit about Dell's strategic technology partnerships, you mentioned a few that were there. NVIDIA certainly comes to top of mind, but we've formed really strong, powerful partnerships with companies like Hugging Face and what we're doing to support these multiple language models like Llama and Llama 2 and where we are. It really does showcase how broad our partnerships and portfolio is for really deploying these use cases. And we announced at NVIDIA's conference this concept of a Dell AI factory. So I'm sure that was touched on a little bit. What was the response or feedback? Obviously, partners are learning more about it. What does it mean? How do they engage? But what was their overall response?
Was really positive. Frankly, a lot of partners, honestly, we're not aware of all the activities and all the work. And to be fair, it is fast moving. You know, a lot of the announcements and activities that we did was quite recent. But in general, I think they were really impressed on our really comprehensive portfolio that we have. And obviously, the strategic sort of partnerships, right? As you mentioned, with whether it's Meta, whether it's Hugging Face, Run.ai, right? Histo AI. So yeah, really impressed, I think, by our very comprehensive sort of strategic partnerships that we have formed. And I think another thing, what I realized, I think, from the event is that with this big diverse set of partners, honestly, not all of them are going to transact our Dell infrastructure, right? Which is fine. And I think increasingly you'll see that in the whole GenAI and the whole sort of solution space, more and more is really partner working with another partner. And hence, from the event, you could see that we had a partner that was just focused on building large language models, actually now working with our sort of a Dell traditional infrastructure partner, and for them, like collaborating and offering now a joint solution.
I think there's going to be numerous examples of where that reoccurs because the pace with which this is moving really requires it, right? People need to bring together and lean on their strengths and bring all of these levels of expertise that these partners bring. Nobody can do it alone, and no one has the time to upskill and learn and try and do it all. So we have to really team together. So I do know a lot of customers, I think we've heard was Jeff Clark, maybe at one of our recent meetings, say if 2023 was kind of the year of educating, the year of proof of concepts, really kind of exploring where are the areas that this really disruptive technology can unlock the most value and bring the biggest impact in their company, 2024 may be the year of actually implementing early use cases. And I know in Dell, we've got several examples of where we're really leaning into specific use cases where AI can bring the most impact. Was there any conversation there? And did you hear any common themes around use cases? Where to start? Where do people seem to be gravitating to where getting their toe in the water or their first deployment might yield the most benefit?
First of all, I guess I do want to sort of resonate what you mentioned. I think in meeting with many partners across the region, I can see the huge demand that we have seen, right, over the last 1 year. Primarily, it's coming from our CSPs, right, or cloud service providers that have been really consuming and setting up their different services, such as GPU as a service, right? I think we're really excited about going forward is that we're now starting to see that the enterprise customers themselves, so whether it's manufacturing, or whether it's in banking, or whether it's in construction, right? I think they are the ones that we're seeing now in opportunities really coming to fruition and sort of the pilots or the testing that they were doing, right, over the last year or so, now they're actually in sort of prime time to move forward, right, into production. But back to your question on use cases, yes, definitely quite a few that we are seeing working with our partners. A couple of examples I can give. The first is in the area of video analytics. For example, NCS is one of our titanium partners here in Singapore, right? And they launched an AI video analytics solution called KaiSense. It can be used in different sort of use cases, such as workplace safety, for example, where the AI analytics solution actually spots potential workplace sort of safety lapses, right? Such as, for example, workers not wearing their safety gear, right? Or trucks that are parking in a dangerous area. And another sort of use case for KaiSense is in manufacturing, where, for example, the solution tracks sort of non-conforming steps in the manufacturing process, right? And alerts the operator, right? Another area I can just quickly talk about is in improving productivity and customer experience in help desk. So for example, I know we have a partner in the Philippines, right, that we're working with now where they're actually working with us to provide our Dell sort of digital human solution called Clara, where it's powered by Gen AI solution, where, as you know, in the Philippines, there are quite a lot of the call center sort of help desk, right? So you can picture potentially in the future, a customer calling the help desk and instead of speaking with a human, you could actually engage with a digital human, right? Who can really engage with you in quite a human-like manner. So really, really interesting use cases.
Yeah, I think that's fascinating. I think this concept of virtual assistants, it has such applicability, frankly, across, I mean, help desk is an obvious one, online help. We went through the era of hearing the little tagline, there's an app for that. I think there's going to be a bot for that. I mean, it does bring just a tremendous amount of speed, efficiency, and better experience, honestly, when you can get your questions answered and you've got more of a digital human answering you than just a text or a chat box, right? So that's, I think, going to have a lot of applicability.
I think it's all about like improving the customer experience, also productivity, right? Which is what we have seen, right? The huge productivity gains from using these Gen AI solutions here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if anybody's had an opportunity to even dabble a little bit with Copilot, but that's just a fabulous example of bringing search to your fingertips, and beyond just spell checking and correcting, you actually can get questions answered. So the productivity, like the real world example, is massive in so many different ways to apply it. So I do think that virtual assistant is going to be one of the early use cases that will have a broad applicability. Let's just turn the discussion a little bit, because obviously we focus on infrastructure and our leadership position in storage. And at the end of the day, as exciting as all these AI technology and capabilities are, it's really only as good as your data. And it's going to be more powerful and more meaningful and unlock more differentiated insights with the better your data is. So there's a whole host of opportunities, I think, for our partners, really around data management strategies, data cleansing and efficacy. Talk a little bit about what you're seeing and how your partners are thinking about and what opportunities, frankly, the partners can leverage in helping customers think through that.
Yeah, I think in meeting with many of the partners, I think a lot of them are giving feedback about the importance of controlling the data, right? You know, across the many different areas, right? Whether it's on-prem or whether it's cloud. And I think a lot of partners are looking for a solution that would really enable them to really have full control, right, of their data across these different platforms, right? And I think with AI especially, it brings more sort of challenges, right? Because there's both really diverse types of data sets, right? Whether it's audio, video, text, right? So I think partners are really looking for a solution that would enable them to really manage all these different types of data, and whether it's structured, unstructured, or even semi-structured, right? And I think the exciting thing is that we do have such a solution with our Dell Data Lakehouse. You know, we did recently announce, and I think the feedback from the partners on our Dell Data Lakehouse has been really, really positive here.
That's amazing. With PowerScale and some of these other capabilities, and to your point, I think as we get more mature and diverse in the applications and deployment of these solutions, we're going to increasingly see it applied at the edge, right? So you talked a little bit about on-prem versus public cloud. Many of these enterprises, as we push into enterprise, have tremendous value of doing things on-prem securely, to your point, controlling their data on their private data sets, right? Which is really going to be what helps unlock the capabilities. And to your point, with our infrastructure, whether it's our data lakehouse, our PowerScale, we have numerous opportunities and examples where we can bring world-class capabilities to help them manage and deploy their data to best leverage where the AI is going to be deployed, which increasingly, I think we're going to see more edge use cases coming online too.
Very much so. In fact, just two other points I want to quickly add, Cheryl, in terms of feedback from partners, right? What they've seen from our GenAI solution. Number one, obviously, is what we've spoken about a very comprehensive end-to-end, right? AI portfolio, whether it's servers or whether it's storage, networking or software. I think they've been really impressed by it. But the second of all is really the time to market. I think a lot of partners, for them, especially in the GenAI space, time is of the essence, right? They really want to move quickly. You know, in this space, I think with our validated solutions, right, that we have now set up, that really allows them to move quickly. Because instead of sort of spending their time doing validation and testing and optimization, right, they can just sort of leverage our validated designs for AI and really allow them to implement and really deploy the GenAI solutions for their customers quickly.
Yeah, I think it's really fantastic. And Dell is in a fantastic position with trying to provide the easy button, if you will, right, for ways to deploy. And not all high value opportunities require super large language models, right? I mean, you could deploy a very tailored, specific model that can begin learning and training and inferencing on a server in your data center and reap a ton of value out of that. So not everything are these massive, large language models to really be productive.
That's correct.
Well, I'll tell you, TB, we could go on and on. This is a topic everybody wants to talk about, but I love having you back on our podcast. So for our listeners, I always like to end this with a little bit of fun and throw you a curveball and just say, share with us a fun fact about yourself that maybe we wouldn't know, would not be on your CV, maybe the partners wouldn't know. What's a fun fact about TB?
Yeah, fun fact would be I'm sort of really into the whole Korean sort of K-pop culture, which I know may sound a bit strange, but I've been sort of hearing quite a lot of K-pop over the last couple of years and, you know, big fan of that, yeah.
Oh, awesome. So we'll have to get you doing karaoke, maybe when we're in Vegas at Dell Tech World.
100%. I'll sing, Cheryl, the latest sort of K-pop tunes in.
Absolutely. I'd love to have you serenade me. Yeah, that'd be absolutely fun. Well, for all our listeners, we are only a few short weeks away from Dell Technologies World in Las Vegas. So we hope you have the opportunity to join us in person. And if not, there will be remote and on-demand opportunities. So, and TB, thank you for being here with us. And I look forward to seeing you in person at Dell Tech World in just a few weeks.
Thanks so much, Cheryl. And again, big call out to all partners. Please do register and come to Dell Tech World. It's going to be a really, really exciting event this year. Thanks so much, Cheryl.
Well, as you heard from TB, with Dell Technologies as your strategic AI partner, you have unlimited access to the biggest and broadest breadth of trusted technology. He mentioned a little bit about our validated designs and really the rich ecosystem of technology partnerships that we've really brought together to really help you engage and get an accelerated start or accelerate your AI journey. So we're very well positioned to really help you and our customers and help them use data-driven insights to meet their business and sustainability goals, while hopefully accelerating revenue, mitigating risks, and helping with the environmental approach as well. So thanks so much for joining.